Daniel, in your latest mock draft, you have the Eagles taking a running back, Sony Michel, at number 32. Look, you're the one who told me before the Super Bowl that Corey Clement would be the X factor, and he proved to be with four catches for 100 yards and a touchdown. Why do you think the Eagles go running back here at the end of round one?
Well, look, they showed last year they like being able to use a stable of backs. And, you know, when you lose a LeGarrette Blount, getting somebody else in the mix, I don't think it really matters what style of running back the new running back has. I think it's all about just getting somebody you can share some carries and can make something happen. And I think Sony Michel, for that portion of the draft, is a good value. And somebody you put in right away with Jay Ajayi, take something off of his legs, and now you use Corey Clement to pass the game, and Sony Michel can do a little bit of everything.
DJ, in your mock, I was shocked to see Darius Geis go as high as he did, 13th to Washington. There's been a lot of rumors about the Eagles being very interested in Geis. Why do you think he goes that high in the draft? It's something that we haven't seen a lot of leading up to tonight.
Well, it's going to be hot off the presses. The new mock draft is coming your way, so it'll be all the way outdated by the time we get to the tip-off, the first pick tonight. But to me, when you look at Darius Geis, he's extremely talented. He's worth a top 15, top 20 pick. But the more information I get throughout the process, I do think you probably see him slide down just a little bit. But man, the Eagles, if he was to be on the board, you can make a strong argument he should get the pick.
Daniel, a couple of wide receivers of interest, DJ Shark, Cortland Sutton. How would they fit into this offense? Why would you perhaps see a need for a wide receiver here?
Yeah, I mean, I just think you have different options, and Doug Peterson likes to be able to use those different personnel groups. So when you have Cortland Sutton, you get the size and physicality that he brings, and teaming him up with Alshon would be kind of interesting. And then when you look at a DJ Chark, he just gives you that burner, take the top off the defense. You lose a Torrey Smith. You plug in a guy like DJ Chark, and he fills that role. You've got now Mike Wallace in the mix. So you'd have a real eclectic group of wide receivers.
DJ, Zach Ertz proved that he's one of the best tight ends in the league in 2017, but behind him there are some question marks with Brent Celek, now a free agent, and Trey Burton leaving to go to Chicago. Yep. There are two prospects who could be there at 32 for the Eagles, Hayden Hurst and Dallas Goedert. What's your scouting report on those two?
Yeah, I mean, to me, Hayden Hurst is the best guy. He's really intriguing. He's a former baseball player. He's a little bit older, and maybe that'll be a warning sign there for some Eagle fans who remember the Danny Watkins experience. But I don't think there's anything like that to be worried about here with Hayden Hurst. You love the speed and the athleticism that he shows you, being able to get down the seam and make some plays in the passing game. But he's competitive as a run blocker, and that's what separates him from the rest of this tight end class. And then with Dallas Goedert, you have the size and somebody that gets you some action down there in the red zone. He could be a big-time weapon down there.
You all know that the Eagles not only draft for now, but we're drafting for the future here. An offensive tackle, an interesting position with Jason Peters coming back from the injury. Halapolavati Vaitai filled in capably at left tackle. A couple of offensive linemen that really caught our interest. Colton Miller, big guy from UCLA. Connor Williams from Texas, inside, outside kind of player. What can you tell us about those two?
Yeah, look, Connor Williams, if you watch him in 2016, he looked like a top 10 pick. And then this year comes back to Texas, new coaching staff. He gets injured, did not play nearly as well, and his stock took a big hit to the point where it wouldn't shock me if he slid out of the first round or just went in the very bottom of the first round. And then Colt Miller is a name you just hear more and more as we come through the latter portion of the process here. Ultra athletic, you know, had a rough game against Texas A&M early in the season, had some struggles against Oregon, but handled himself quite well through the rest of the Pac-12 schedule. And you're talking about rare size with him. He is enormous and a great athlete. Raw, no question, but somebody that's been compared to a Nate Solberg, who just got a whole lot of money from the Giants.
Daniel, we're going to be waiting all night here to see what the Eagles do at 32. And we all know that the possibility exists that they could move up, which seems very unlikely, stay put at 32, or move out of round one. How does it work at the end of the draft? How likely is it that the Eagles would move out at 32? And why is that pick so attractive to teams?
Well, you get that extra year on the contract. That's one of the reasons why it's attractive to teams wanting to come in to pick 32. And I think when you look at the Eagles not having a pick on day two, I would be surprised, to be honest with you, if they did not trade back and accumulate some picks in that range, second, third round range. So to me, the only reason you stay there, you have a list of guys that you say, okay, we're not going to trade off of these players. And maybe it's a handful of guys you think there's a possibility they could be there and you don't trade out. But, man, I just think when you look at how set their roster is right now, I don't think they're in a position where they have to pick right there, and it makes a lot of sense for them to get back.
Daniel Jeremiah from NFL Network, best of luck this weekend. Thank you very much for the insight, and we're going to be back with more here on Eagles Draft Central, presented by Deaton Watson, after these messages.